yeah, to grow up around people who hated the Bible, drugging, drinking, proud. I mean, they were proud that people would go get drunk, and I mean, they got a kick out of people acting crazy, you know. Surrounded by that, and I don't even know how to explain it. But to go from that to say, wait a minute, something ain't right here. Your culture affects you when you're a child, you know. To go from people who were proud of doing evil to saying, I don't want to be around that kind of person, you know. The pride, the ego, the narcissism, the psychopathic, sociopathic system. For God to rescue you from something like that, that's a miracle, you know. If you are saved, it's kind of like being, it's kind of like the TV show, The Munsters. Where you had that one normal lady inside a family of monsters, you know. Surrounded by monsters, being pulled out of that. I don't know if it was the monsters. I think it was the monsters or Adam's family. I don't remember which one it was, but pretty sure it was the monsters. She looked normal, but her family was just a bunch of monsters, you know. And so that's what the system is. The system's a bunch of monsters, and the saints are being pulled out of it. And a lot of times you didn't even know it was abnormal because you were born in it. But the more you step away from it, the more you see it. And the more you see the abnormality, the more you want to get away from it. One way to catch them is the etymology of the word. If somebody has the M-A-L in their name, first part of their name, run. If somebody's putting negativity into your ear gate all the time, run. Words have power, you know. We use the Bible as our foundation, but what's the Bible made of? It's made of words, and so a lot of theologians, they'll go back to the Greek, right? Why do they go back to the Greek? To see what the word means. Well, why not go back a little bit further to the Phoenician? Because that's where the Greek came from, and find out what the letters mean. So if you know what the letters mean and you know what the words mean, then you can understand the Bible better because you understand source. Everything derives from source, which is Jesus. And so all the letters, all the words, all the cognates, all the prefixes and suffixes, they all have a meaning, a deeper meaning. Everything has a deeper spiritual meaning. And so if you find out what the etymology is of a word, you're going back to source. This is why they attack you. If you're in a church and you start studying the Greek, a lot of times they'll get mad. And then you start studying the etymology, they get really mad. Why are they so mad? Because you're getting free. They're a slave to some kind of box, but you're getting free. Because you're seeing the whole pie. When you go all the way back to source, what does the word I am mean? What does the word conversation mean? Converse, together turn. What does the word contemplation mean? Together template. When two or three are gathered together, and pray, whatsoever you ask shall be done. What does that mean? You're setting a template. God's giving the desire of your heart, oneness with God. And if you ask anything according to His will, He'll do it. He'll give you the desires of your heart. As long as He says, from whence comes wars and fightings? You ask, but you ask amiss to fulfill your lust instead of looking at the big picture. It's all about me, you know, me, 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 you, 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 you. It's really wild, to be honest with you. To be able to see this whole game, you have to go back to the words. Then once you see that, since Jesus is the Word, He's the source, and He spoke it all into existence, everything derives from Him. So all words have a deep spiritual truth. And use the Bible to decode what it really means. Line upon line, that verse just went out of my mind. I know that verse like the back of my hand. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. You have to know what precept means. You have to know what line means. You have to know what the words mean before you can understand what it means. You know? The Greek is fine, but let's go a little bit further than the Greek. Let's go all the way back to where it started, the Phoenician script. And somebody might say, well, let's go back to Sumerian. Well, I don't have that much time. I want to go back to Phoenician. Because when they shifted over to letters, it was the Phoenician. I don't have time to learn a bunch of grooves in a clay, but I mean, if you wanted to, that's fine too. But because even then, if you break it down into segments, you see even more, because each little segment has a meaning. But if you really go back to the Phoenician script and look at the etymology, you're going to have plenty of knowledge there to be able to rightly divide the whole shebang. If you went back to the Greek and you went back to the Hebrew, that's fine too. But the Hebrew is from the Phoenician Canaanite language. It really is. That's hard to accept a lot of times for people. That's hard to believe and accept, but it's the truth. The Hebrew language is from the Phoenician script. The modern day Hebrew. It's hard to believe, ain't it? The Aramaic, all of it, goes back to the Phoenician. And if you think about it, those were the purple people eaters. Those were the people who did the sea. They were the sea merchants traveling all over the place. And you might say, well, how can that be? Well, you're saved and you speak English, right? Your English words make sense. Same concept. It's actually a miracle that, because God controls the languages. That's why it works.